What's up, cuz?
Oh, what you doing? Open the door.
Shoot, what's your problem, man? How you gonna do your favorite cousin like that?
You know very well you are not my favorite cousin, Mr. Cornelius Eugene Urkel.
I told you never to call me that.
Oh, are you still going by that ridiculous moniker, Original Gangster Dog?
That's OGD to you, and I dropped the Urkel.
How could you? The Urkel name has such a long, proud heritage. In Swahili, it means rejoice. The giraffe is downwind.
Man, get out of my face with that.
So, OGD, what brings you to Chicago?
Yo, I felt in the mood to flirt with my cuz. I thought we'd kick it a bit.
Ha! You want money, right?
Oh, geez.
$4,000!
Yo, hey, I got into a little trouble with this dude named Fresh Squeeze. He loaned me some money to buy a new stereo. I paid him back, 20% interest, too.
Well, what's the problem?
Now he wants 600%.
Well, here's the thought. This Fresh Squeeze feller just might be a loan shark.
Look, Steve, if I don't get this money, Fresh Squeeze is gonna press the juice out of me.
Oh, I'm sorry, OGD. I don't have that kind of moolah. You're gonna have to figure this one out on your own. I'm off to visit our Uncle Admiral Omar Urkel. He's gonna let me spend a few days on a nuclear submarine.
So can I stay here while you gone?
You can't even stay here while I'm here.
Because it makes me weak. Now listen very closely to these words I speak. You better raise up and pay up for using my set. If not, when I see you again and kid your body, I wet. Because my block, I protect. So I'm in my ride, contemplating young boys on my side. I can hear these words in the back.
Hey, Steve. Another new look? Not bad.
Thanks, boo. But I ain't Steve.
Well, then, who are you and what are you doing in my house?
I'm OGD, Steve's cousin from Detroit.
Wait. You're actually related to Steve?
Hey, man, I'm 3J. And you look way too cool to be an Urkel.
I'm Eddie, but you can call me E-Dub.
Word. And you must be the legendary Laura Winslow. Oh, yeah, Steve was right. You are finer than Halle Berry.
Mm-hmm. And I bet you got more lines than the phone company.
Well, what does OGD stand for?
Original Gangster Dog.
Your mama named you that?
Nope. I did. Right after my mama left me. I was raised by my grandma.
So did Steve let you in?
Yeah, he said it'd be straight if I crashed here for 72. You feeling me?
Excuse me?
Mama, I believe that OGD wants to know if it's okay if he stays here for the weekend.
Well, I guess since he's Steve's cousin, he can stay for the night.
Yeah! Yeah.
Hey, 3J must really like you. He's loaning you his dinosaur pillow.
Of course he likes me. What's not to like? Oh, baby got back!
Yeah? Well, baby got fists, too.
Now, see, why you got to be so mean?
I'm not mean. Look, I even brought you an extra blanket.
Girl, you got me so hot, I don't need no blanket.
Why are you so bad?
Because I'm so good at it.
Oh, you think so?
Oh. I know so. Oh. Now, when you gonna stop playing these games and give me some play?
Look, OGD, I'm trying to decide between two guys. Mm. And babes, if I were looking, you're not my type.
Oh, really? And what's your type?
Well, guys with their names on credit cards, not their arms.
Oh, you got jokes. You see, I ain't trying to put you on lockdown.
Okay.
Okay? Just give a brother some love. I am a guest.
All right. Look, Missy Elliott's performing at the Sizzle Club tomorrow night. You want to come?
I'm down.
But we're just going as friends. This is not a date.
Friends can be lovers too, you know.
You know, that's really catchy. Mm. You should put that on your other arm.
I like her. I like her.
What's up, OG?
Hey, 3J. What's happening, little man?
Nothing. Got this dope CD for you, man. It's off the hook.
Oh, bruh, thanks. Yo, I got a CD for you, too.
Really?
And these brothers, they keep it real.
Oh, thanks, man. Dang. Your tattoos are all that. I would get me one, but I hate needles.
Well, you know, a real man can handle the pain.
I can handle the pain.
Oh, you think so?
Yep.
Well, let's see what you got. Oh.
Oh, now I'm whoopee like your mama used to do.
Wait, don't get it started. Don't get it started. Uh-oh. Watch the elbow. Don't walk into that now.
Oh. Who called 5-0?
It's Mr. W. He lives here.
Oh. Ain't nobody say anything about no cops living here.
Well. Who do we have here?
Mr. W, this is OGD, Steve's cool cousin. He's staying with us.
Oh, really? So where you from? Oh, you know.
Detroit,
oh. You in school?
Nope.
Well, why not?
Yo, Money, what's with the third degree?
Well, first of all, the name is Mr. Winslow, not Money. And second of all, I think I have a right to know a little bit about the people who are staying in my house.
But Mr. W,
OGD's
legit. I mean, we've been kicking all day. Mm-hmm. He even gave me this cool CD.
Oh, yeah? You see that. Now, 3J. Now, you know that I do not approve of this kind of music. I do not want you listening to lyrics that put down the police.
What's the matter? You don't want the kid to hear the truth?
I think it's about time you head on up to bed now, huh?
All right. Night, homie.
Night, little man.
Now, look at here. You are not my son, so I can't tell you what kind of lyrics to listen to. But as long as you're in this house, this kind of music is off limits.
Yo, that's censorship. What about my freedom of speech?
Well, now, son, you know you are free to speak whatever you want to out there. But when you're in this house, I will not tolerate disrespect. You see, I'm an officer of the law, and I'm very, very proud of it. I work for the people. I serve and protect them.
Not people like me. Because I can't go anywhere without cops like you harassing me for no good reason.
Maybe if you didn't come off like a criminal, you wouldn't be treated like one.
Whoa, who are you calling a criminal?
Son, step back off of me now.
No, you're going to touch my pants and you're going to call me a criminal. Hey, what's going on down here? What's going on down here is police harassment. What? Carl, what is he talking about?
Harriet, I do not trust this kid.
But Carl...
And since when did we start opening up our home to hoodlums?
Well, he's not a hoodlum. He's Steve's cousin.
Well, I don't care who he is. He got to go.
Carl, bitch, I'm gone. Carl, we can't send a kid out in the street this
late at night. This is not a kid. This is a man. And this man can take care of himself.
No diggity. Now, wait a minute. You two are being ridiculous.
The only thing ridiculous is this wild-haired little gangster sassing me in my own living room.
Hey, I'm just speaking the truth, and you can't take it. Carl, where are you going?
I'm going out before I do something that I might regret.
Oh.
You listen to me, young man. If you're gonna stay in my house, you better check that attitude at the door.
Feeling a little calmer now?
Yeah, I just kept walking around the block until I cooled off.
Carl, you were gone for 2 hours.
I was pretty steamed, Harriet. That kid really got under my skin.
Honey, I can understand why you're so upset. I mean, he's a very confused young man.
That kid is trouble, Harriet.
Carl, you stormed out of here before I could tell you that I called OGD's grandmother in Detroit.
What's her name? UPS?
Honey, she's a very sweet lady. And she says that OGD is a good kid. It's just that he hasn't had an easy life.
He is a thug, Harriet. He lives the lifestyle of a gangster. Gangsters hate cops.
Well, Carl, unfortunately, where he comes from, the police are considered the enemy. So he doesn't trust cops. But you can change all that.
How?
By showing him that most police are decent, fair people.
But Harriet, aren't you just a little bit concerned that he might have a negative influence on Richie and 3J?
You know, Carl, he hasn't had the advantages that our kids have had. And so, yeah, he's a little rough around the edges. But let's be optimistic. Instead of worrying that OGD will rub off on the kids, let's just hope that we rub off on him.
This place is slamming.
Yeah, they get all the best artists. Not to mention the ratio of homies to honeys is 3-1.
Well, I don't care what the odds are, because you know the E-Dub always gets his share.
Is everybody ready to party? Yeah. Make some noise, Give up for the hottest rap artist around. Missy, Misdemeanor, Elliot. Yeah.
You know what? Me, I'm super fly, super duper fly. Hey, yo. Yo. So I decided to go swinging in my direction. So I'll be out of control. Let's take it to perfection. Just you and me. Let's see if you can bring the nasty out of me. Na-na-na-na, suck it to me. Suck it to me like you want to. I can take it like a pro, you know. Do a long throw with the backstroke. My hormones jumping like a disco, yeah. I'll be popping ass like some Crisco. And all you gotta say is.
Yeah, this is my jam right here. Come on, girl, let's dance.
Thanks, I'm kind of tired.
Well, I'm tired, too. I'm tired of all these games. Now, when you gonna give me some play?
When you get some game. I know the women in Detroit don't fall for those tired lines.
Oh, but baby, you not knowing. The ladies love some OGD.
Well, not as much as OGD loves OGD.
You went there.
Yeah, I did.
Excuse me. Laura, will you go to the ladies' room with me?
I don't have to go, but I will by the time we get to the front of the line.
Who this?
Who is this?
Depends on what you're selling.
Well, I'd like to talk to Laura. This is her man, Stefan.
Oh, really? Well, tell me something. If you're her man, why is she out with me tonight?
could you give me a sec? Look, I don't have time for jokes. I have to be on the runway in 5 minutes. Now, who is this?
This is OGD, Steve's cousin from Detroit.
Well, OGD, would you please put Laura on the phone? I'm calling long distance from Italy.
Oh, 1 second, bro. I'm gonna let you holler at my man, Tone.
Yes. Tone? Who is Tone?
Hello? Civilian Observer Uncle speaking.
Steve, this is Stefan. What is with this bizarre cousin of yours, OGD?
Huh? Oh, he stopped by the house a couple days ago, begging for a handout. But I kicked his keister every which way but loose.
Really? But he's back for the weekend, and get this, he's hitting on Laura.
Captain, I did it again. You might want to self-destruct that baby. My bad. Oh, I hope those things aren't expensive. All right, Stefan, back to important matters. Let's conference call this OGD.
What do you want?
Cornelius Eugene Urkel. What in high holy heck are you up to?
Nothing, man. I'm just hanging out with Laura.
Well, I want you and your dreadful dude back in Detroit.
And you can go back on a bus or in a box. It's up to you. Oh, that's big talk from a dude all the way to Italy.
Oh, well, I'm not in Italy. And I can be home by tomorrow morning.
Hey, how was the concert?
Oh, Miss was the bomb.
I'm assuming that that's a good thing.
I am exhausted. I'll see you guys in the morning.
Okay.
Night. Mm-hmm.
Night.
Good night, Cornelius.
So, COD, can I have a word with you?
What, man? You gonna shake me down again?
I just wanted to let you know that your friend Squeeze stopped by.
Yo, I'm out of here.
You don't have to run. You're safe here.
You don't know Squeeze, man. I ain't safe anywhere.
Yeah, well, I had a little talk with your friend Squeeze, and he won't be bothering you anymore.
Well, what'd you do? Pay him off?
Better. I locked him up.
Serious?
Well, I recognized him. He used to operate here in Chicago. And he left town when we put a warrant out on him.
Well, how'd you get the drop on him? Squeeze is a dangerous dude.
Well, I told him I was taking him to see you. And on the way to the Sizzle Club, we made a little detour to the precinct. You should have seen him when about 5 cops surrounded my car and said, Surprise!
Oh! Yo, I'm gonna get my stuff together and I'll be out of here in the morning.
Well, now, you know there's no rush. You can stay a little longer if you like.
Hey, thanks. You all right, Mr. W?
So are you, OGD.
Man, I don't want you to leave. There's so much I can learn from you. I need you, OG.
You know what, 3J?
Everything you need is right here in this house. You got a family that loves you, and that's all that matters. Yo, what's up, Steve?
You've been messing with my woman, and now you're about to meet this swabby's wrath.
Hey, look. I'ma be out. I'll catch y'all on the flip side.
Oh, well, in that case, make love, not war. Live long and prosper. 23 skidoo.
Yeah, I'm gonna holler at you.
I thought that was pretty cool.